Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
The one that rules in the old universe. We give him thanks. I welcome everyone to the Hour of Fulfillment tonight. It's going to be a time that we'll live to remember, because we'll be dealing with the Word of God, the principles of the kingdom that will make you outstanding. But before we just go into the Word tonight, shall we just have a word of prayer? Father, we are so thankful. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the life of your precious people, people that cost you everything. Thank you because of touching their life, changing their lives. Thank you for the word of life that is coming up every Saturday, blessing the people and exalting the name of the Lord Jesus. We praise you. We adore you. Receive all our praise in the name of Jesus. I'm asking, oh God, tonight again for revelation, knowledge, understanding heart. I'm asking, oh God, that you will send forth your word and power. And Lord Jesus, there will be a revolution in the life of everyone as they listen to the word of God today. Lord, they will hear the word that will touch and change their life forever. And we vow that we will return all the glory and all the honor and all the praise to you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We're starting a new series. This is the month of June. And we're starting a new series tonight. And I want you to listen very carefully, because many people don't really know what is God's mind for my life. And many times people are so frustrated. They tried everything that they think they need to do, and yet no results. In fact, I've seen many people are so frustrated in prayer because they think God is not even hearing them. And many times it comes to a place whereby they think maybe their sin is so much, that's why God neglects them. And that is not the truth. It's just because people need to know how God sees things and what Jesus Christ came here to do. So I've been starting a teaching today, sweatless and profitable living. Sweatless and profitable living. Now, Jesus Christ came to simplify life and to bring victory to everyone that believes. He didn't come here to pre-religion. He didn't come here to add more burden or to add more laws. Now, people had never seen living in that form before, because they've been under the law of the Roman government. I mean, under the government, the Roman government, they'd be under the law of Moses. They've been stressed out. Things were, it's like, if it is true that God loves us, why is all these things happening? In fact, Jesus Christ was talking to them, and he was saying to them, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. They were looking at him, what do you really mean? Give us rest? Because they've never experienced rest before. And he was telling them, he said, now on this side of the kingdom that I came to preach to you, the kingdom I'm bringing to you, there is no stress here. There is no frustration here. There is no failure here. But there are principles to obey. There are principles to follow. It's like you want a light in your room. You need to turn on the switch. If you don't turn on the switch, no amount of jumping up and down and fasting will bring the light. So Jesus Christ came here and he said, I want to take away the burden of life. I want to show you the Father. All what you have known is Moses. It was Moses. I want to show you the Father. He said, I came from heaven. I knew how this thing was supposed to be run. Now, I was with the Father. In fact, if you have ever had anything from me, it's not directly from me. It's from my Father. Now, when man sins, you are misinformed. When man sins, that a different mindset that you had about everything. Now, I am coming directly from the throne of grace to tell you how to live, because the Father loves you so much. So he began to teach them how to have a change of mind so that they can enjoy the inheritance that God got for them on the earth. And part of the inheritance is joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost, is blessing, is prosperity, is sound health, is power. Oh my God. Now there is nothing that is as frustrating like living in the territory and you don't even understand their language. You want to express what you mean. You want to express what you want, your desire, but you don't understand what they were saying. Now, many times we are born again, but we don't understand the principle of the kingdom. So Jesus Christ began to show them how to live a profitable life, and yet you are not sweating. Now, I want you to just take your pen and your paper and begin to write stuff down, because I'm going to school you by the grace of God how to live a stressless life. It's possible. Now, I begin to see how people in Jesus' day will begin to look at Jesus when he started talking to them. They look at him as, in fact, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the religious people, they want to stone him. It's something they have never heard. Now they were so angry because he was even calling God the Father. Now, who are you to just come around and tell us God is the Father? You must have a demon. Because the God that we know, nobody can be his child. He's too austere. You understand what I'm talking about? Now, see what he said here. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus began to lay something down. He said, the light, I'm reading from verse 22 to 24, we begin to take it once we are able to finish this teaching. He said, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thy eye be single, thy whole body will be full of light. But if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Now we begin to see Jesus began to lay down the principles for living a sweatless life. See from verse 22. He said, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Now from that we see a principle that Jesus Christ established here. He said, your eyes determines your height. I'm going to say that one again. Your eyes determine your height. In other words, what you see determine what you become. Is that right? Now, your eyes, what you see, what you are able to perceive by your spirit will determine your greatness on the earth. Now, when the Bible talks about a single eye, it's talking about focus. Focusing on the Father. Focusing on God alone for everything that you need. Many times, we focus on so many things. And that's why we're so frustrated. We're so depressed because we have double sight. Oh my God, you need to get that one. Now I'm going to explain it so that everybody will understand what I'm talking about. When Jesus Christ said, if your eyes be single, your whole body will be full of light. And the eyes determine how bright your destiny become. Now, I saw a 40 days journey turn to 40 years because of spiritual blindness. Now, these people, come around me. These people love God. These people know that he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But they were blind to eternal plan. Amen. Now, when the Bible talks about evil, we are not talking about doing something. I mean, when the Bible talks about evil eye, it's not talking about a defective eye. No, it's talking about seeing things differently from God's view. You may have millions of reasons to do or to say what you are saying right now, on what you are experiencing right now. The earlier you believe that you are wrong and God is right, the better. I don't care the reason for whatsoever you are saying. If it is contrary to God's view, you are wrong. Now, watch this. They were in Kadesh Barnea and they were about to cross to the promised land in Numbers chapter 14. And the Bible says the people began to cry. They said, we cannot take the land. Remember that? He said, we are like grasshopper. You remember that one? Now, I'm not going to that stuff today. But watch this. The Bible says they brought evil report of the land. Now, when I begin to look at what the Bible called evil report, Now, logically, physically, is what they said was right. At least to human understanding, it was right. Giants were in the land. These giants are chariots of horses. It was true. The land was bigger than the people. It was true. And we are talking about the children of Israel that does not have no weapon at all. So when they look at the size of their enemy and the challenges of life that was facing them, they look at themselves too small to conquer it. So they say, we are not able. God called that evil report. So that means evil report is not just because by your logical thinking, by the fact on ground, it does not mean it was not right to man, but it's not right to God. Because even before that generation came, God already spoken to their father that that same land is going to give it to them. And the evil report is they were saying we are not able when God already said it's theirs. So when God say you are healed and you say you are sick, you are bringing evil report. Oh, but I mean, Bishop, you need to understand how I feel. No. You understand how you feel. I may understand how you feel, but God's word didn't understand how you feel. You need to feel what God feels about you. And that was what Jesus Christ was telling them. He said, your eyes have to be single. The reason you are running out of scatter is because your eyes is so diverse. Your eyes is on so many things. And until your eyes is single, your whole body cannot be full of life. See what Caleb and Joshua said. They said, if God delight in us, he will give us this land. Now, I have a good news for you. God already delights in you because you are in Christ Jesus. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 2 verse 10, the Bible says you are complete in him who is the head of all principalities and powers. Many times there are things that stand against your vision, your life, your earth. Don't agree with it because God's word didn't say it. If it's against the counsel of God, then you can just tell the devil, God delights in me, you cannot overcome me. God delights in me, my needs will be supplied. God delights in me, my joy is coming. God delights in me, my peace is total. Now, what do you see what I've discovered? No amount of worry that you worry change anything. Is that right? You cannot increase anything by worry. And Jesus Christ knew. We were talking in church the other time, and I said, I have discovered that Satan is so smart these days. He knows that majority of people are so much health conscious these days. They look at what they eat. And I mean, you see some people, I don't even think they eat anymore. They have to measure each cup, measure the water, measure the time. In fact, they sanitize their hand, they sanitize their head. In fact, they sanitize their bed before they sleep. So they want to keep themselves away from germs. So devil don't go through that way anymore. He just said, these guys are smart right now. He's now attacking the people with stress. Now, and there is no medication that will take away stress because when they give you medication, another stress is coming. Because stress comes from your mind. Except somebody have to come to remove your mind. And Jesus Christ was telling them the easiest way is to have an eye that is focused on the word of the living God. I'm not talking about the fact that your challenges are so many. Now, shift your mindset. Somebody is already there that want to take care of this issue. Allow him. Now, if we are with them in those days and we begin to see what was going on, how the armies of the Philistines, the Jebusites, the Perizzites, all the Sites and all the Anakims, all the giants, the way they were marching, some of us may begin to say, I don't think this is going to work out. Now, we may not face physical giant right now. What of giant of health? What of giant in our finances? What of giant in relationship? Giant in marriage? Giant that faces your children? Giant that faces your dreams and your aspiration? And it looks as if you have come to the end of the road. Nothing is going to change. Come on now, beloved. Change your mind. I'm telling you, God got your back. He's telling you, your heavenly father don't even want you to worry about it. Now, I didn't put this one up. Jesus Christ said it. Now, the teaching I'm teaching today, I didn't just come up with it. The Holy Spirit was speaking to me. He said, these people will kill themselves if they are going this way. This is not my plan. Now, let's see verse 23. So we go to the next one. He said, but that if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. Is that right? Now, when you talk about darkness, we're talking about ignorance. And ignorance can kill. Now watch this. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? And I came with this that the Holy Ghost gave to me. It said, everyone carries enough light in the inside to dispel the darkness. Darkness is evil. It takes you away from what is meant to happen in your life. You understand? You see, darkness cover the way out. Let me just put it that way. It's like if you are in your room and you put off the light, you may not be able to know where you put your stuff, because darkness will cover the thing that is already there. So that means everything that is meant for your life is in you, but darkness will not allow you to see it. Now, the Bible says, if your eyes is full of darkness, how great is that darkness? But if the light is that is in you, I don't know whether you listen to that. If the light that is in you is now full of darkness, how great would that darkness be? So I discovered that everybody got the light. I was looking into the scripture and I saw the book of John chapter 1. The Bible started with saying, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. And it got to verse 4. Now it said, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness, what? Cannot comprehend it. And the Bible went on to verse 9. It said, and this is the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. In other words, there is nobody. My brother, my sister, listen to this. I don't care what somebody tells you. That person lied. Now, because I saw in God's word, everyone that came into this world have been lighted. He said, the same light lighteth every man that cometh into the world. That means the same light that lighted Abraham lighted his sister. The same light that lighted David lighted Clarence. The same light, same light, same light, same light. Now you say, oh, I don't just know. Everything is just crashing on me. It's not crashing on you. You're crashing on it. You allow this thing to overcome the light. The light inside of you is too strong, because Jesus is that light. And because Jesus cannot be stopped, nothing can stop you. He wants to lead you to the journey of life. And you can increase the light that is in you by what you hear. Oh my God, let me just say that one again. I don't know. Now, you have the light, but you can increase, you can improve, you can make that light shine based on what you hear. And you can multiply your darkness based on what you believe. Just start believing something wrong, darkness takes over. Because darkness is ignorance of what God is saying. And if you want a way out, you need to learn the language of the kingdom. The most pathetic aspect of life is people that I have met, people that I have seen, they love God with all their heart, but they don't understand the kingdom language. And they think they have done everything, but they don't know that they are not doing it right. Now, let me just take for example. If you go to Africa and you are well received, and you just say, okay, now I just want to go, I need some gas. Now, to an average African, it will just get you a propane. Because that's what they call gas. It will get you propane. But you are looking for gasoline. But they will give you propane. And then we get you, because they love you so much, they will go and get the biggest tank for you. So when you see that one and you want to go and you are looking at time, you're so frustrated. And you just say, but I am not asking for propane. I'm asking for gas. Yeah, are we sorry? They're being a bigger one. Now, no matter how much you scream and shout and cry, we are not talking the same language. You understand what I'm saying? Now, they want to help you, but you are not talking the language they understand. Many times, we don't understand the language of the kingdom, but we are praying. We are shouting, we are screaming. In fact, we tell God, God, we don't know what you are doing. Now, you need to come to an understanding that your father had a program, and he wants to fix everything on earth so that he can suit you. This planet was made and put together because of you. Amen. Now, the planet was not made because of the sun and the moon and the stars. No, the planet was made because of you. In fact, if there is no earth, I think the sun and the moon will be so useless to anybody. Now, they all perform their duties because you are here. Now, seek out for the truth. It won't jump on you just as making A in your exam will not come on your bed. It won't jump on you. Increase your knowledge. Increase the light. The Bible tells me, he said, thy word is a light unto my what? Unto my feet and the lamp unto my path. Now, you have to seek the truth. Study the word. Listen to the word. As you are listening to the word of God right now, come on now, the light of God is coming up in you. Go to churches that the word of God is being preached. And see, we need to know so many things, but I'm telling you, there are things that you have already learned from the TV. They don't need to preach to you on that in church. We need to hear the latest news from heaven. Now, so you want to see what is God's mind for the hour. What are you saying right now, oh God? Now, when church is not equipping you to do exploit for the kingdom of God that will turn things around, that is not church, is a club. I don't know what I'm saying that one. Now, because we saw Jesus Christ, he was ministering to people that didn't know nothing, and it changed their lives. And that is the same thing that God wants to do in your life. When you find it, I remember he said, so exactly shall be the knowledge of the truth. He said, when you found it, then there will be a reward, and the expectation shall not be cut off. Friends, you are not down. No. That is a light inside of you crying for an exposure. You just say, when are you going to wake me up? The generation that you are born into is waiting. I want to come out. Without you allowing me, there is nothing I can do. Maybe you are listening to me tonight and you want to say, Bishop, I want to see this light. Oh, that's easy. I will introduce you to him, and from there things will happen. The same light that lighted Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, that lighted the great Solomon, that lighted David, the same light will usher you to another realm. It doesn't matter what you are going through right now. When the light comes, darkness will disappear instantly. If you are ready, come and say this prayer after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you because you love me. I thank you because you pay an awesome price. I give my life to you. Write my name in the book of life. From today, I'm born again. I'm a child of God. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for healing me in Jesus' mighty name. Now, another opportunity is coming tomorrow morning to learn the truth from the word of God. And your life will never remain the same. Let your destiny, let it be conscious that you are here for a reason. And you'll be surprised what will begin to happen. She said, yeah, it's going to be heavy tomorrow.
Yes, it's going to be real heavy tomorrow, Bishop. Wow. Yeah. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that awesome word from the Lord. We are truly blessed. I just want to take this time to welcome our listening audiences. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. This is your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We certainly want to invite you to come out to our services tomorrow. We have two services. The first service is an early service. It's at 8 a.m. So if you get up early, come out and worship with us. The second service is at 10 a.m. So you can come out at 8 a.m. for the early service or the second service at 10 a.m. Now, if you need a ride, don't let that stop you, because we'll be happy to come and pick you up. Just give us a call at 904-646-8210. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. We would love to pick you up. Just call us and we will come and get you. Now, we're going to talk to Bishop when we come back about tomorrow's service, so you'll know what to expect. But right now, we have B.B. Winans on the way with We Livin'. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after this.
He promised me he will
deliver.
He will
deliver, deliver, deliver.
He will
deliver, deliver, deliver.
Yes, I believe He will
deliver, deliver, deliver.
He promised me He's a
We are back live in the studio with Dr. Abiola Idowu. We want to thank you for staying with us. And for those of you who are just tuning in, this is your hour of destiny fulfillment. We are Christ Resurrection Power Assembly located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We have invited you out and you have an open invitation to come out and worship with us tomorrow at our services. We actually have two services. The first service is at 8 a.m. That's our early service. And the second service is at 10 a.m. If you need a ride, give us a call. We'll be happy to pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. Now, tomorrow is the service that you don't want to miss. Tomorrow's service, Bishop, is the reality of the Holy Spirit.
That's it.
Wow. Now, tell us something about that, Bishop.
Yeah. Now, I want you to know that what everybody is looking for is power.
Yes.
Now, you are not looking for a better job. No, you're not looking. In fact, all what you need is power. You want to have power so that you can control your life. You can control your environment. You can determine where you live, the car you drive. So God knows that is the ultimate desire of every human being. So, and He knew in yourself, the power cannot come except that it's a power that is beyond here. So He gave us the Holy Spirit so that He can be your helper, your standby, your strengthener. And even when you don't know what to do, He becomes your advocate. Now, but majority of believers don't know Him. It's not an it, it's a Him. Now, they don't know Him, so and they think you need to do X, Y, Z so that you can know Him. No! No, He's always there because He's your paraclete, meaning the one that is called alongside with you in the journey of life. So tomorrow, I'm going to expose how to walk in that power to us. Wow. Everyone that is born again is supposed to carry the power of God, not just pastors.
Wow, that's awesome, no. Bishop. We certainly want to know the reality of the Holy Spirit because, like you said, Bishop, many times people, even believers will say, something told me not to do that.
Yeah.
They're calling the Holy Spirit something. I mean, seriously, but if we knew the reality of the Holy Spirit, my goodness, our life would never be the same. So come out to our services tomorrow. You want to hear this awesome teaching on the reality of the Holy Spirit. That's at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We will pick you up if you need a ride. Just call us at 904-646-8210. The number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. I can't hardly wait, Bishop, for that service tomorrow.
It's going to be awesome.
But right now, it's time for that wonderful segment we like to call the Moment of Change. And to take us right into that is Brother Christian. Brother Christian, how are you tonight?
I am blessed and thankful, Sister Jen. It's always a pleasure to be here in the studio with everyone. I want to thank God for everyone in the studio. You know, today, the message that was coming, man, that message was powerful, Sister Jan.
Yes.
I'm telling you, if you was listening to understanding, you know, what you see It's what you are. We want to thank God for Bishop's life.
Thank you.
Father, we thank you for the life of Bishop Abiola Idewu, for him being a vessel to us, to be used as a channel for you to talk to us directly from your throne room in heaven.
Amen.
Father, we thank you. May the unction upon him continue to increase.
Amen.
Sir, thank you very much for that word, because, you know, as we talk about sweatless and profitable living, Sister Jan, I know everybody wants to know how this works.
Yes.
Because as Bishop was saying, he said Jesus came to simplify this to us in the scriptures. But, sir, you know, I want to ask you this, sir, because, you know, we read the scriptures as we are taught from school. and you know, well, you always tell me this. You say, son, I'm telling you, you know, the Bible knowledge is, the revelation is different from theology.
Yeah.
Revelation is the thing that gives you life.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, it's what you know that is going to keep you alive. Yes, the truth you know will set you free. You said it today again. But, sir, I want you to help me here, because I know others are listening to this as we broadcast, because it is important we understand these concepts. Because, like you were saying, you said principles of kingdom is what we need to really, really understand.
Yeah.
Because when you do it, then you are different from everyone else.
Yeah.
I want to zero in on not the first verse that you said, because the first verse was talking about the light in the eye, but the one that you were talking about, you said if your eyes are on healthy, that's what New International Version says.
<It's on heavy.
laughs> It said if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness.
Yeah.
Matthew chapter 6:23. That does not mean what you see with your naked eyes. He's talking about your spiritual revelation, sir.
Yeah.
So when we don't see what, because there were scriptures there were times Jesus spoke to us, sir, when he says, if you have ears, let you hear.
Yeah.
So if you don't have eyes to see, spiritual eyes, you are blind. Yeah. I want you to help us to see, sir. This is very important, because when we run after earthly pleasures, earthly wealth, we're looking at all these things, like you say, we're trying to get hold of power.
Yeah.
And the power is in the word.
The one. That's it.
You know, when people get distracted like this, sir, can you bring us back to this point where we say, look, the focus here is not what you see physically. Your spiritual connection to God's kingdom words, that's your life. Because if we don't see this, we are missing everything, sir.
The problem is, I have never seen a generation that felt they are wise and they are walking in ignorance. Now, how can you buy a product and you think you know more than the manufacturer? You don't know. You don't know it. Now, you see, when he put us here, he gave us the manual. The manual is the word of God. Now, if you, because many people just say, they say, Jesus Christ, when he was here, he was poor. You read the Bible. He was not just preaching to the poor. The poor came to him. The rich. Now, Nicodemus that came in the night was a rich man. Now, kings want to talk to Jesus. Now, why do you think they want to hear from him? What he was saying was not what they were used to. He was telling them how to live a life that was different from what they are coming from. Now, so that means it's not the money that was making Nicodemus to come to go to Jesus. He already had the money. He already had the position. But there was no peace. He want to live a life that was sweatless. So he was looking for it. And Jesus Christ said, sit down. And I was looking at, by the time we go through this series, you'll be excited you listen to it. Because I'm going to make you see how worthless money is. I will show you, because that is what you are running after.
That is true, sir.
That's what I'm not running after you anymore. You run after me. Come on, come behind me now. Now, because that was what Jesus was showing them. And he was teaching them step after step. And even illiterate understood it. You don't need to use big grammar for people to know the truth. The people that followed Jesus in those days, they don't go to school. And they became champions everywhere.
That's true. That is so true.
The word of the living God is the light that shines in the darkness.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
All right, Bishop. So you said we need to increase our knowledge of the word.
Yes.
And we talked about stressful life, busy, busy, busy. Mm-hmm. But when it's important to us, oh, we can find time to watch TV. We can find time to go to the movies, visit theme parks, go to parties. What would you recommend for a person that wants to learn and spend more time in the Word, who feels like they got a busy life and don't have time? What would you recommend?
Now, see, thank you, Sister. Do you know what I've discovered? Even people that are not doing anything will tell you I'm busy.
That's right. That's right.
It's already a language everybody uses. Now, if you are too busy for your destiny, then you are lost. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying don't watch TV if you are if you want to watch TV. I'm not saying don't go to movie house. I'm not saying don't go to theme parks. But let everything be in order. Set time. Set time apart.
That's it.
Set time apart. Lord, I'm going to have some time with you. I want to talk to you. I want you to reveal to me your word. I've seen people just, I've had that one in church. That's it. No!
That's it.
You need to sit down with the word. And in fact, I've been preaching about 30 years now. Each time I open the Bible again, it looks new.
That's it.
And I can't tell you how many times I've finished reading this book.
Yes.
From back to back.
Amen. That's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yet it comes new again.
Yes, yes.
The word is new.
You just read it once in a week and you say you know everything.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the word is new because it's a revelation for us. You know, that God gives us this revelation that we have in the word for whatever stages of life that we're in. Like you said, you've been doing it for 30 years. And the word is new every single day, Bishop. I tell you, I want to talk about, you said that... we talked about the word having an understanding, having two masters, and in order for you to have a clear mind, what Brother Chris was talking about, the mind has to be clear. The eye has to be clear. You have to be focused on that one thing.
That's it.
And that one thing is the word of God. And that's the only way that you can grow in the word of God is that you have to renew your mind. So speak to our audience and as far as, having two masters. Mm. Even some of us that are saved got two masters. Amen.
I don't know why, brother. It's running into next week. Because next week, and I'm telling you, next week I'm going to I will humiliate what is called M-O-N-E-Y.
Yeah.
Money.
Money.
Now, because people think he's a master. No, he's a servant. And how do we get into that? We will see it in the Word of God. Now, but I want everybody to understand this. It is not you that put yourself here.
Amen.
God created you.
Amen.
And he got a plan.
Amen.
And he wants you to know that when Jesus Christ was there walking on the street of Jerusalem, they don't have the Bible. Mm-mm. He was the Word personified.
That's what the Word
says. You will hear him say, "Verily, verily, I say unto you."
Listen.
Now, when he left, he left us with the book. So if you don't see Jesus physically, you can see the book.
That's right.
So instead of somebody just say, "I'm going to pray and the Lord Jesus Christ will appear to me and will stay with me." Yeah, you don't have to. The book is here.
Right there. That's right. Amen.
If he appears to you, fine, but you don't need to wait until he appears to you. Yeah. He already appeared in the book.
Amen, amen.
Because if he appears to you, he will only share with you what is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's what we tell you. And we refer you to the epistle of Apostle, Peter and Paul and all that.
Right.
Now, the truth of the matter is, sit down with that book. That is where your destiny is the manual for living.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
That is so true, sir. You know, there is a conversation with Jesus, with Mary and Martha. You know, Martha came there and said, "Jesus, don't you care that my sister is not coming here to help me, do all these things of the world, things that are so important to me, doing this cooking and all these things that are full of worldly activities." Jesus said, Mary's got the good thing here.
Yeah.
Staying with the word is the right thing. And so this is where we are, Sister Jan. You know, we are blessed to be in the studio, and we are blessed to be upon this particular time.
Before you go to Sister Jan, let me come in between you.
Yes, go ahead.
Now, you just said something now.
Yes, now, sir. Do you want to tell me what matter was doing that day was a sin?
If you and I have to host Jesus,
we want to do the same thing.
Yes.
Jesus Christ said, being right is different from doing the right thing.
That's right.
He said, the good thing you can have is not just taking care of me. No. And that is what religion wants us to do.
Wow.
We want to please Jesus. Wow. No, Jesus Christ said, allow me to take care of you.
Yeah.
That's
allow
it.
Me, allow me. Now, when you allow me to take care of you, you will know how to respond to me.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You know, thank you again, sir. Thank you. You know, Sister Jan. You know, we're going to stay with the word.
All right.
Because we want you, as you listen to us, come tomorrow. Because this is where the scripture get broken down so that you can be able to receive it in a way that it makes a difference in your life.
Wow. Yes, Brother Christian. Tomorrow is just going to be an awesome time in the Lord. Amen. The reality of the Holy Spirit. That was that wonderful segment, The Moment of Change. What a great segment that was. I'm telling you, I enjoyed it so much. But now it's time for my segment.
Okay, now go ahead.
It's time for what I like. This is my favorite time in the broadcast. And that's because we get to brag about the goodness of God in the lives of the people. You know, we say Jesus is alive.
Yeah.
And when we testify and tell of his goodness, we show people that Jesus is alive and he's working in the lives of his people.
Hmm.
And this time, Bishop, the testimony we have this week is from an awesome sister that testified last week in the church. Now, she testified that she has been here for about 25 years.
Hmm.
And when she first came, that I'm telling you, nothing was working.
Yeah.
I mean, everything was upside down, topsy-turvy. But thank God for the word. Thank God for the word, and thank God for her standing on the word and believing in the word and acting on the word, because she testified last week that the enemy tried to shut doors for her.
That's it.
I mean, he actually tried to close doors on her, but God said no. God opened so many doors for her, and she has been going from glory to glory. What an awesome testimony.
Now, you never knew how frustrating it can be when you get to a door and it's closed, and you knock it and it looks as if it's not going to open. Now, and I remember the testimony of that wonderful sister, and I saw God turn things around.
Yes.
Everything that he taught, it's not going to work. God just opened the door. And maybe you are listening to me right now. Another opportunity is coming to Romani. And I decree in the name of Jesus, every door that is closed against you is open now in Jesus' name. Take it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. What an awesome testimony.
Wow.
So we're getting ready to open up the phone lines. But before we do, I just want to remind you to come out to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly for tomorrow's service. Tomorrow's service is the reality of the Holy Spirit. We have two services. The first service is an early service at 8 a.m. And the second service is at 10 a.m. And if you need a ride, call us. We will come and pick you up. The number to call is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride tomorrow is 904-646-8210. So, Bishop, I'm going to go ahead and open the phone lines. If you want Bishop to pray with you, the phone lines are now open. The number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. That number to call again is 904-296-2251. Bishop is standing by. He's ready to pray with you. He can answer any questions you may have. If you have a comment, if maybe you've called in before and God has done something in your life, you want to tell us about it, give us a call at 904-296-2251. Call in and let the anointing that rests on the life of Dr. Abiola Idubu connect with you. I'm telling you, God is ready to move in your life. You don't have to continue after today with that situation. Yeah. Give us a call. Let us agree with you. That number to call is 904-296-2251. The number live into the studio is 904-296-2251. 5-1. Now, Sister Thunder, we have some other things going on. This is a new month, June of 2018. So tell us what's happening at CREPA.
All right. So at CREPA, we're going to have a Dominion celebration. It's going to be Friday, June 15th. It's going to start at 7 p.m. We're going to come back on Saturday at 7 p.m. That's June 16th. And we're going to wrap it up on Sunday, June 17th at 10 a.m. Now, this weekend is so packed. We also have our family and friends cookout. It's going to begin at noon on Saturday, June 16th. So we actually have two events that Saturday. So you don't want to miss those. Also, on Sunday, it's Father's Day. And we have one service at 10 a.m., but it's also our friends and family lunch. So when you come join us, make plans to stay behind and eat lunch with us. Now, speaking of Father's Day, we have the best gift that keeps giving. Get a copy of Overcoming Faith by Dr. Abiola Idowu. The book purchase is available at WestboPress.com, Amazon.com, Barnes & Nobles, and Books A Millions. Do you have a caller, Jan?
Actually, we do have a caller on the line. We're getting the information right now. Let's see. Caller, you're actually on the air. Tell us your name, please. Caller, you're on the air. Tell us your name, please.
Laquisha.
Laquisha, thank you so much for calling in. How can we serve you tonight?
I'm calling in for a wonderful prayer.
Amen.
Okay. Okay. Let's pray. Father, we are so thankful in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you because of the life of your daughter. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your grace. Receive all our praise in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I bless your daughter this evening. I decree by the authority that is in the name of Jesus that every cloud of confusion around her be destroyed with immediate effect in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I speak light into every darkness around you in the name of Jesus. I command right now that you come up and begin to manifest what you are born to and you are created to be. Thank you, Father, because I know it is done. In Jesus' mighty name, yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, amen. Sister Laquisha. God bless you. So the number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. That number to call again is 904-296-2251. Now, Bishop, we have a message that just came in from Brother David Carr, and he wants to have prayer for a speedy recovery.
Oh, okay. Oh. Father, Lord, we stand by the authority in the name of Jesus for your son. And I'm asking, oh God, for speedy recovery in the name of Jesus. The Bible says he sent forth his word and he heals them and he delivered them from all their death, all their destructions. My God and my King, we agree together right now and we speak life into your body. Jesus Christ makes you whole in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother David Carr. God bless you. So let me give you the number again. The number, we are live in the studio. Dr. Abiola Idowu is here. He's standing by ready to pray with you. He's ready to answer any question you may have. Give us a call at 904-296-2251. That number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. 5-1. Sister Thunder, can we continue with the announcement?
Yes. So also in June, we have our CREPA cell group. We're going to meet on Saturday, June 30th from 5 to 6 p.m. Our cell groups are located throughout Jacksonville. In order to locate the cell group near you, just call 904-646-8210. We meet the last Saturday of each month from 5 to 6 p.m. Now, we also want to thank those who have contributed to this ministry to continue to be a blessing to the work of the Lord. Partner with us by giving to this ministry. You can use your cell phone and you can text as a single word, give and be blessed, to 73256. You can also visit our webpage at www.crepa.org. That's www.crepa.org. From the top right menu bar, select give. Select the drop-down arrow for CREPA Radio Support. Now, if you'd like to mail your blessing, the address is Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida, 32211. Or you can bring it with you tomorrow when you attend one of our services.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Sister Thunder. Now, if you're just tuning in, this is your hour of destiny fulfillment, and our phone lines are open. We have Dr. Abiola Idowu in the studio with us tonight, and he is ready to pray with you. So give us a call. He will be happy to pray with you. The number to call is 904-296-2251. The number to call into the studio is 904-296-2251. Now, Sister Thunder, did you say that the Father's Day is on the same weekend as the Dominion celebration?
It certainly is.
Oh, my goodness. So we will That's be, awesome. you mean we'll be honoring our men on the same
We
Sunday?
Will be honoring our men with the theme, The Power of Stressless Living. Yes, oh. It's going to be all about the men.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Praise
wow.
God.
Okay, so we will have to honor our men. So, you know, well, you know us women, we're going to bring it anyway.
Always, always.
Okay,
now. We'll show them how it's done. But, yeah, so you want to come out. Let us honor you, too. Come out that weekend for that Dominion celebration. I'm really looking forward to that because that program, Bishop, is living a
stressless living.
Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, I've been waiting on that. I see the advertisement every time I walk in the church. I see it right there. Yeah. And I say, you know what? I'm waiting on that because living a stressless life. I mean, I'm seriously, the way stress is running rampant these days.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we really need to know, you know, how to combat that. So I'm really waiting on that. Maybe you can just tell us a little something right now.
Now, you see, man is not supposed to be stressed. Because he carried the same image of his father. God is not a man. God is a spirit. Man does not mean flesh. It's a species. Human is humus man. You don't get right there? That is a man that came out of the dust. Now, watch this. The same power that was in God, his father, was transferred to him to have dominion on the earth. Mm-hmm. Now, when he fell, he began to cooperate with a new master called the devil.
Yes.
Now, the devil is the one that put him under stress. Mm-hmm. That was when Jesus now came in and said, no, you have another master now. Now, I'm going to return you back to Eden so that you can live the way you were living before all this chaos started. And the only way to get out of stress right now is to listen to Jesus. What are you saying? That is what this generation don't want to do.
Yes.
That's why they will put you on different diet and yet stress continues. Now do you know that you can be fit and not heavy?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah,
that's
you see, right. You carrying all the thing in the gym, but you still have to you still sick. Now, I mean, even gym can be more stressful.
That's right. Yes.
Now, and Jesus, I was looking at the scripture and I just said, wow, look at Abraham. Even at 100, the guy was still strong. Mm. At 175, before he died, the Bible says he was full of age and he was very strong. Mm-hmm. At 175, the same God, and the Bible told us it's not a respect of any man. There must be something Abraham knew that we don't know.
Amen. Amen.
Now, that is what I'm about to be sharing with us in the Word.
Amen.
That, okay, now, it's not a gimmick. It's not a magic. It's written in white and black.
Yes.
And you can read it yourself, but if you don't see it, it looks so remote. Mm-hmm. The people that... Now, I was looking at the life of Apostle Paul. He got to a time, he said, I'm in between two opinions. That struck me. He said, I'm thinking either to die or to be around. He said, but because you guys need me, I will be here. Now, he was just speaking as he's the one that is controlling death. And God is saying the same thing to everyone. Hear me, beloved. As you are hearing me today, please make a time for that program.
Yes.
The Power of Stressless Living. You can live stress-free.
Yes.
15th to 17th of June.
Amen. Uh-huh. We will be there, uh-huh. and we yes. want you to uh-huh. be there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was Dr. Abiola Idowu. He is live in the studio, and he's also waiting to pray with you. So if you want him to pray with you, to agree with you, give us a call in the studio. The number to call is 904-296-2251. I'm telling you, Bishop, prayer makes a difference.
Oh, yeah.
The prayers of the righteous will change things in your life.
Yeah.
So give us a call. I remember, Bishop, when my grandbaby had an issue with stuttering.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I told her mother, I said, just bring her, you know, we're in Jacksonville, but at that time you were going to be in Orlando. And I told her, I said, Bishop will be in Orlando. Bring her so he can pray with her. And I'm telling you, she brought her to that program that you had that night. And you prayed with her. And I'm telling you, God took that stuttering away.
Praise
and you know, she went on to be, she scored the best in the entire second grade. I'm telling you, in the state of Florida.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, the prayers of the righteous. Give us a call. Bishop will pray with you. If you have an illness, a sickness, if you have anything that's running after you, anything that's hindering you, drop it tonight.
Yeah.
Don't carry it with you.
Yeah.
You can drop it. Don't let the enemy cheat you.
Mm.
Your spirit is saying, I'm going to call. And then something is stopping you from calling.
Mm.
But pick up the phone and call us at 904-296-2251. It can only set you free.
Yeah.
So, Sister Thunder, now, we were talking about, when you were talking in the moment of change, and you and Brother Christian was talking about people making time for
yes.
the word
yes.
and all of that. But you know what, Bishop? What I was thinking is that if we look at it as kingdom citizens, now we are citizens of the kingdom.
Yeah.
If you weren't born here in the United States and you go for your citizenship, they're not just going to give it to you.
No.
There's some things you need to know.
Yes.
There's some things that you're going to have to learn.
That's it.
There's mm-hmm. even some tests you're going to take.
Yes. Yes.
That's
yes.
The truth.
Yes, it is. So, I mean, it's the same in the kingdom.
Yeah.
If we're as citizens of the kingdom,
mm-hmm.
we need to know how things operate in this kingdom. And so where do we learn that? In the word.
In the word.
In the word.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling you, this word is awesome. And Bishop, the way that you break it down so that we can understand it and we can apply it, everybody is going to want to partake in that.
Praise
so
the Lord.
I'm telling you, so we need to come out tomorrow. We're definitely inviting you out.
That's
come
right.
out to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly.
That's
we're
right.
at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We have two services. Our first service is at 8 a.m. That's an early service.
Does it?
And I'm telling you, in that 8 a.m. service, don't think you're cheated. You're getting the word.
Yeah.
The word is coming. The word comes in that 8 o'clock service. Yes.
A wonderful worship.
Yes. And the worship, and it comes with power. The word is coming with power. So that's the 8 o'clock service. And then we have the 10 a.m. service, which is our second service. So if you want to sleep in, come out to that 10 a.m. service. But tomorrow is the first Sunday of June. Is that right?
Yeah.
The first Sunday, come on out. You want to be in church tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we want to see you there. So come out to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. So, Bishop, I'm going to go over to the phone lines. We have Sister Dawn on the line. Sister Dawn, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Yes, I would just like Pastor to pray with me concerning my family, children, grandchildren, my parents. Just keep the family in prayer.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay, let's just agree. Father, Lord, we thank you for your son. We give you all the praise and we give you all the worship. And Father, we stand together with him and we ask, oh God, that your blessing rest upon him and all his family. In the mighty name of Jesus, we release the blessing you cannot finish in your lifetime. We release it upon you and your family. We command the angels of the Lord to be released and surround you in the mighty name of Jesus, that no evil will touch you and your household. In Jesus' mighty name, we decree right now your desires are granted. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Dawn. God bless you. Bishop, it looks like our time is about up, and it's time for us to get out of here. But you know, we'll be back next Saturday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Don't forget to come out to our services tomorrow at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. We want to thank you so much for tuning in to today's broadcast. We'll be back next week, and until then, remain blessed, and remember, Jesus is alive.
Amen. Wow.
You've been listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m., also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.
Life's thrown many punches, trying hard to knock me out. It's hard, but I'm fighting. Can't let my